Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy. His name's Justin. And we're not officially in a relationship, but he already told me he isn't seeing anybody else. And we both kind of made that decision at the same time. So we had this whole moment where we talked about everything and we decided, you know, we both want the same things, which is to take things to the next level. And we thought just seeing each other would be a good start.
Okay, so making very adult choices then.
Yeah, very mature stuff over here. Anyways, I was at his apartment on Friday, and he has one of those garbage cans that it looks like a cupboard. Like, you pull the handle and the can comes out.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, the old, which one of these cupboards is really the garbage game? I've played this many times at people's houses.
Right, exactly, yeah. So he has two garbage cans in there, the front one is like normal trash. And then the one in the back is recycling.
Okay.
So I came over on Friday and we stayed in because we wanted to watch basketball. So I brought over chicken wings because I'm the most thoughtful girlfriend ever, basically.
Yeah, you're right. You are the most thoughtful girlfriend.
So anyways, I go to throw something in the trash and I notice in the back trash, like where the recyclables go, there's a bunch of empty Truly cans. So I'm like, huh. I know for a fact Justin doesn't drink Truly. So I said, did you suddenly develop a taste for Truly or something? And he gave me this look from across the room.
Uh-huh. Let me guess, was it the same look my dogs give me when I say we're going to the vet for a checkup?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm like, whose Trulys are these? And he goes, oh, I wanted to try them because they're supposed to be less carbs, but I didn't like them.
Right. And how many cans did you say there were?
I mean, at least three.
Okay. So you didn't like them, but you finished three cans just to be sure?
I mean, I've done that before. I've drank an entire six-pack of beer that I've absolutely hated.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I let it slide. I figured I asked you a question. You gave me the answer. I was actually hoping you would say something like, look, I wasn't completely honest with you earlier, but that never happened. So now I'm stuck with this decision of, do I trust what he said? Or do I ask him about it again and let him know I don't believe him?
Yeah, this is kind of a sticky one. Because on one hand, what if he is telling the truth? Like, you don't want to force the issue here, especially when you're so close to being officially official and all. You know, you come across looking like a psycho wannabe girlfriend.
Yeah, but if he's lying to you and you just, you know, let it slide, then one day you're going to be in this relationship and find out he lied to you and you're going to feel pretty stupid.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of. Yeah,
is Justin the kind of guy who is normally experimental when it comes to trying new things? Like, if you go out for drinks, is he the type of guy to say, yeah, let me try that new wheatgrass-infused IPA that's supposed to taste just like Fruit Loop cereal?
No, especially not when it comes to beer. He's such a basic bitch.
Okay. All right. Let's send him a text for starters then, which means, guess what, Ashley?
Great. We get to send another rando a text message from my personal phone, which means they will have my phone number.
Yay! So tell me you didn't miss this.
No. What do you want me to text this guy?
Well, hang on. We have to get his number from Kelsey. I'm thinking something quick like, hey, did I leave any of my Trulies in your fridge the other night? And just leave it like that and see what he says.
So you don't want me to put, hey, this is my new phone first?
No, let's just leave it to, hey, did I leave any of my Trulies in your fridge and see what he says? Kelsey, we're going to get his number and then we'll text him during the break and we'll read his response if there is one when we come back, okay?
Okay.
What we did is we texted him using Ashley's phone because she loves it when we do that. She missed it so much while she was on vacation. So you texted him about the Trulies, pretending to be whoever that person was. What did he write back?
I have to admit, this part I did miss.
Okay.
Okay, so I wrote, hey, did I leave any of my Trulies in your fridge the other night? And then he wrote, no, you left them in my trash and my girlfriend found them. This isn't starting out very well. And then I said, yeah. And then I said, sorry about that. And he wrote, maybe we try your place next time.
Okay, okay, okay. So, Kelsey, at this point, we have a few options here. We can try to have him call us, pretending to be whoever this person is. And what we do is we answer, how can we direct your call? And then we see what name he gives. At that point, we can just put him on with you. You can ask, hey, who the hell is this person you're asking for? Or we can say they want you to leave a message. And what we do is we'll play him a fake voicemail prompt and see what he says when he thinks he's leaving a private message. Or we can skip all of that and just straight up call him directly and, like, read his own text right back to him. It's really up to you.
Okay, I kind of like the second one, the one where he leaves a message, because I just want to hear what he says to this person.
Okay, so this is all pending on whether or not he calls us. So, Ash, send him one more message and have this one say something like, I just came up with a great idea. Call me at work really quick. And then, of course, give him the hotline number. And then, Kelsey, if he calls us back, we're going to cut this song off real quick and pick him up live, okay? Now, it is critical if we do this that you stay quiet because we all want him to think he's talking to someone's voicemail, okay?
Yes, got it.
Okay,
yes.
So Ash, send that message. And then, Kelsey, you're going to go back on hold, but don't go to the bathroom or anything because as soon as he calls our hotline, we're putting you back on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? All right, here we go.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. How may I direct your call?
Oh, Kyle Green, please.
I'm sorry, who?
Kyle Green. Do I have the wrong number?
Oh, Kyle. Okay. No, no, you have the right number. Hang on one second. Okay, like, now what do you want me to do?
Just do the same thing. Just tell him to leave a message. Mm-mm.
So Kyle just ran to the bathroom and wanted you to leave a message. Let me put you through to voicemail. So hang on one second.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me. Yeah, let me know what your idea is. I guess you could just text me or DM me or to call me. Just don't do it any time past 4, right? Bye.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that helped at all. I think I'm even more confused than before he called. I'm assuming Kyle is a guy?
Not necessarily. There's a lot of girls that use that name, too. They're named Kyle.
I mean, Kylie, maybe, but not Kyle.
No, I'm telling you, there are a lot of female Kyles, like Kyle Richards on Real Housewives.
Yeah. So, Kelsey, did you recognize that name, by the way, this Kyle person? Do you know that person?
No, but, you know, I think it did help because now I can ask him who this person is. I can say, you know, so who is Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, at least we know one thing for sure. He did lie to you. So what's the popular opinion here then? Guy Kyle or girl Kyle? What are we going with?
I'm going with girl. I mean, a trash can full of Trulies, that seems like a girl to me.
All right, I'm going to go with guy because of the way he talked and also because every time I guess on Dirty Work, I'm completely wrong. So my first instinct is guy. I'm going with guy. Kelsey, do you think you're going to talk to him about this? And if so, when?
Yeah, I mean, I'm having dinner with him on Thursday.
Okay, on Thursday. Gotcha. Yeah, that doesn't really work for us. Is there any way you can see him tonight and then call us tomorrow?
I mean, if you want, I can just text him right now and ask.
No. Don't text him, because that's going to, you know, even if you wait a little, it's going to give him time to think. So if you text him, he might read it and take like an hour, you know, to come up with something and then write you back. So I would just call him instead, like just straight up call him, be like, so are we still on for dinner tomorrow? And then when he says yes, say, okay, is your friend Kyle coming too?
Yeah, do that. That's good. Do that.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that tonight.
Okay, and then you'll call us tomorrow?
Yeah, I can call you tomorrow. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. There you go. Is Justin cheating? And if so, is it with Kyle? And if so, is Kyle a guy? And if so, is Justin sexually fluid? These questions and more answered tomorrow. Yeah.
And we now can say
that we're about to find out
as Kelsey is joining us again this morning. First of all, thank you for calling us back. Thank you for letting us help you.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me out, actually.
Okay. So did you talk to Justin last night?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did.
Did you mention Kyle?
Yes, I did.
All right.
So?
Kyle girl or Kyle guy?
Well, I mean, first of all, I totally came clean and told him everything that we had done. And he told me Kyle is a girl.
Ha!
And apparently they used to date, quote unquote, used to date, but now they're just friends.
Mm.
So,
okay. Mm-hmm. So what did you, so what did you tell him about this whole, I mean, cause he kind of lied about everything. So
he did lie. Yeah.
Okay. 100% he lied. Yeah.
All right. So how does that leave you two then?
I mean, I told him we need to take a break until he figures out what he wants, because I don't want to get into a relationship with a liar.
Wow.
Good for you. Yes.
I mean, you're the first person in the history of Dirty Work Wednesday to make a smart decision. Wow.
So, okay, so the dating thing is on hold. Get your crap together. Decide what you want. Yeah. I think that's probably smart. I mean, if he's just a friend, you come right out and go, hey, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was a girl. Her name's Kyle. We used to date, but we are only friends now, and that's it. He didn't say any of that.
So, nope.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm wrong again.
Yeah. As always.
I'm over 6,000 on Dirty Works, but at least we know the truth now. And I'm glad we can help you out. And thanks for giving us a call back, Kelsey.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I feel kind of validated, but it's still a bummer. You know?
Girl power.
All right, Kelsey. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.